This morning on WCHL, we've got the latest forecast for what could be the worst winter weather we've seen this year. Recycling conversations moved to the Chapel Hill governing body last night.
We're not willing to just outright support what you're doing in the absence of any real guidance on the interlocal agreement.
And Ellie Kinnaird is no longer serving the state senate, but she's been named legislator of the year.
She has been a champion for issues facing older adults for many years.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill coverage of traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports this morning, the Carolina women continued their climb up the poles, gaining another spot, plus a very successful swimming and diving team say goodbye to their seniors. And
I like Bubba Cunningham's statement more than the coaches who work for him.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
7:07 at WCHL, 25 degrees in Chapel Hill. First, let's tackle the weather. Here is National Weather Service meteorologist Nick Petro with the latest on the forecast.
This morning, look for temperatures to be pretty cold, much different temperature-wise when you head out this morning compared to yesterday. And it'll stay cold, quite chilly, and right through the morning. And look for the first snowflakes to start flying, perhaps later in the day, perhaps in the afternoon, maybe mid afternoon at the earliest. But the heavier snow is not expected till very late this afternoon, more likely this evening.
So we're looking for a little tease as far as the snow is concerned fairly early in the day, and then the really serious stuff will start later on.
Yeah, that's correct. So, in terms of accumulation overall, Orange County, southeast portions, winter weather advisory, you don't have to go too far to your east, though, to get in the winter storm warning. 3 inches is our criteria for winter storm warning. Chapel Hill's just below 3 inches, what we're expecting. But as soon as you cross over into Durham County and in the triangle further east, looking at slightly higher amounts, 3 to 5 inches is what we're expecting just to your east, perhaps just staying right around or just below 3 inches in the Chapel Hill area. Those accumulations will be done by tomorrow morning at sunrise.
Nick, how about our temperatures and what kind of a role would the winds play in all this?
Well, fortunately, it's a little breezy right now, but winds are really probably not going to be terribly high through this event. I think perhaps the biggest story is going to be kind of the cool in addition to that snow. Winds are going to be generally from the northeast at about 10 miles an hour. Could see a few higher gusts. Look for temperatures basically to hang out in the mid to upper 20s today. Tonight's going to be quite cold, getting down into the mid-teens.
Okay, well, this continues a really strange weather situation as far as the entire year goes. It just seems like, nothing ever surprises me now anymore. You feel that way, too?
Well, given the pattern that we're in, and sometimes these patterns can lock in for weeks at a time. And, I shouldn't be surprised with the fact that it's been so cold that, we get a little moisture from the south. No surprise that we're seeing a little bit of snow.
National Weather Service meteorologist Nick Petro, who is at weather headquarters in Raleigh, and that is the latest on the forecast. We are expecting some snow, perhaps starting in the middle of the afternoon today, and then continuing tonight as well. And it's 25 degrees right now in Chapel Hill, a lot different than it was yesterday, that's for sure. Just a little bit breezy, but not anything to worry about this morning, but really kind of feels good out there today, but 25 degrees right now. A few special announcements as far as schools are concerned. Chapel Hill covered City schools will release early today in anticipation of that snow. Elementary schools will get out at 12 noon, middle schools at 12:45. High schools will release at 1:30 this afternoon, and there will be no after-school activities. That is in the Chapel Hill Carrboro City school system. Chatham County schools will release at 10 a.m. Durham Public Schools will release 3 hours early. Chatham Child Development Center is closing early. Not sure exactly what time. Those are all the special announcements we have to pass along. You can check our website at chapelboro.com throughout the day, and we'll have all the information posted there. In other news this morning, the man suspected of shooting someone at the corner of West Rosemary Street and Mitchell Lane in Chapel Hill last Friday evening has been arrested, according to the Chapel Hill News. The Orange County Sheriff's Department reportedly arrested 23-year-old Dennis Junius Clark on Monday. He's being held in the Orange Orange County Jail and a $500,000 bond. Clark allegedly shot a man multiple times in the parking lot of Tate Realty and Construction and Legacy Cuts Hair Salon. The victim's identity has not been released, but police said he was not a UNC student. He was transported to UNC hospitals where he reportedly underwent surgery. His condition has not been released. The Chapel Hill Town Council is cautiously moving forward with the proposed plan to partner with Orange County in providing weekly curbside recycling pickup here in town. Council members disagreed at a meeting last night over how much leverage Chapel Hill would lose to the county if an interlocal agreement were entered into quickly. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
I think it's not inappropriate for the council to make a statement effectively, which is we're not willing to just outright support what you're doing in the absence of any real guidance on the interlocal agreement.
That's council member Matt Tchaikowski. The town is working off a June 30th deadline to renew or find another avenue for recycling services, which are currently provided by the county. The county is on a fast track to award a contract for an independent firm to provide the recycling services for Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Hillsboro. Tchaikowski asked town staff to prepare a report of where the county stands on the tentative interlocal agreement. He said he desired more clarification on what administrative fees the county will be charging.
And we still don't have the information from the county in terms of what that incremental cost is going to be, even though I will presume that they will be a good partner as well. But they haven't really given us much indication that they are capable of being a good partner so far.
Council member Jim Ward encouraged moving forward with support for the tentative partnership plan, given the county's investment in rollout carts to provide the recycling services.
Moving forward, as we approach the 30th of June, our leverage increases. The county has already spent some version of $1 million for these carts. They want this to work. As we move forward, they want this really to work. We need to be their partner.
Wendy Simmons, Solid Waste Services Manager for Chapel Hill, said that it is anticipated that county commissioners will enter into a contract with an independent firm during a board meeting on February 4th. Town staff recommended that the council consider favoring a partnership with the county with the ability to add provisions in the contract for the council to change the frequency of recycling services as needed. The county's recommendation was for a weekly collection, which aligns with current pickup schedules, but comes at a higher cost. Council member Lee Storo added that the council could consider several options in the future, including the pay-as-you-throw option.
My recycling bin is full every single week I put it out, so even having a bi-weekly can would be appealing, but starting out with weekly makes sense.
Once an interlocal agreement is formulated, it will then return to the council for a formal vote. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Ellie Kinnaird of Chapel Hill stepped out of the District 23 Senate seat in August, but AARP recently recognized Kinnaird as Legislator of the Year.
She has been a champion for issues facing older adults for many years. Now she's out hitting the road and helping people understand what the voter ID law means to them. She's just been a champion for many years, and so we're thankful for the service she gave.
That is Doug Dickerson, State Director of AARP North Carolina. Representative Nelson Dollar of District 36, representing Wake County, also received this year's Legislator of the Year award from AARP. Kinnaird says she's honored to receive the recognition and, in turn, very thankful for the help with the work she's doing to support voting rights.
They were able to get a very helpful change in the voting law for seniors. That is, you know, you have to have this photo ID in 2016, but if you stop driving, you can get a special ID, or if you have a driver's license when you're 70, you can keep that and vote forever for the rest of your life.
AARP held a press conference last week outlining the five areas of greatest concern for older adults in North Carolina, and Kinnaird says she agrees that voting isn't the only item that needs attention.
What's interesting is there are more people over 65 than children in school now, or at least in the early grades. So it's something we have to deal with. This is a fact. We are getting older, and old people do need more care, but thank goodness for both Social Security and Medicare, because that means that there are safety nets and helps for the people who are older.
If you'd like more information about AARP, you can find a link to the company page through this story on our website at chapelboro.com. Hillsborough resident Bonnie Hauser is the latest to announce she will seek a seat on the Orange County Board of Commissioners. WCHL's Aaron Keck reports.
Hauser told WCHL she was not available for an interview until Wednesday, but she says she will seek Board Chair Barry Jacobs' at-large seat. Jacobs has not yet announced whether or not he will seek a fifth term. One of Hauser's major projects in the county was the formation of Orange County Voice in 2008, which opposed the construction of an airport and waste transfer station in the county. She has also been involved with the local social justice group Justice United. She's also a strong proponent of improved transit between Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Durham. Tune into the WCHL Morning News on Thursday to hear comments from Hauser on her intention to seek the county commissioner's seat. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 7:16. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you by the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by executive chef James Clark and a very talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now, with your morning traffic on WCHL, he's been keeping an eye on it all morning. Here's Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Just as I was walking in, literally just got an email saying that Orange County schools are closing early today as well. So I'll get that information updated for you here in just a moment as to when exactly those closures will take place. But many schools closing early. Right now, taking a look at the roadways, of course, everything clear without any precipitation falling yet. It is cold out there so far. 15501 northbound and southbound between NC 86 and NC 54, seeing minor to moderate delays. Nothing major yet this morning. I-40, the Durham Freeway, NC 54, 15501 elsewhere. Estes Drive, Franklin Street, and MLK all moving without any additional problems. No delays, no accidents out there right now. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate your staying on top of all those special announcements as well. They're starting to come in. And
that's right.
Not expecting a lot of them until this afternoon.
Right. So. And everybody stay tuned. Even if you don't stay tuned to WCHL throughout the day, make sure to stay tuned to our Twitter handle at WCHL, as well as our website, chapelboro.com, for all of those updates. And we'll be updating you on the air throughout the day as well.
Let go of my Twitter handle. Thanks very much. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruiser's, good to go. Well, it is 25 degrees right now. Winter weather advisory goes into effect at 12 noon today. Cloudy skies all day, snow likely, probably starting about mid-afternoon. Snow accumulation up to an inch by the end of the day. High today only about 25. It's about as warm as it's going to get. Chance for snow is 70%. Now, windshield value is as low as about 5 above this afternoon. Tonight, we're looking at more snow in the forecast. Additional snow accumulation around an inch possible, maybe a little bit more. Total snow accumulation 1 to 3 inches in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. A little more than that as you go east, but we're lucky we're kind of on the fringe of it. Low tonight expected to be about 15. Chance of more snow is 70% tonight. Now, tomorrow, we're looking at mostly cloudy in the morning and then clearing later around of the day. Still going to be cold all day with the highs only in the low 30s, and then tomorrow night clear with a low down around 10. So some cold weather on the way. Wind chill factor not as big a deal as it has been. Wind's not blowing very hard this morning. It is really kind of a nice morning out there, but we do expect some snow starting in the middle of the afternoon.
Wake up with Ron Stutz, and remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heel. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
7:20 at WCHL. Orange County commissioners will hear an update on the Orange County bus and rail plan when the board meets tonight. Officials from Triangle Transit will discuss a 5-year plan to expand bus service throughout the county, as well as long-term plans to build a light rail link. Light rail line linking Duke and UNC. Once the bus expansion is approved, Triangle Transit staffers say new services will be implemented this fall. County commissioners will also review a draft of the Emergency Services Strategic Plan. plan. The board meets at 7 o'clock tonight at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. And this week, the Carrboro Alderman will review the town's five-year spending plan. Between now and 2020, town leaders plan to spend nearly $46 million on capital investment projects. That includes a new $11 million public works facility that would be the most expensive project ever undertaken by the town of Carrboro. The plan also includes funding for the expansion of the Morgan Creek and Bowling Creek greenways, new sidewalks, park maintenance, stormwater infrastructure, and the town's portion of the Rogers Road remediation plan. The board will also discuss new rules that prohibit parking in public lots from 3 until 5 a.m. The board meets tonight at 7:30 at Carrboro Town Hall. In news around town this morning, the Friends of Downtown is holding its monthly meeting this Thursday at 9 o'clock in the morning on the second floor of the Franklin Hotel. It's free and open to the public. Local architect Phil Shostak will be the featured speaker. He designed the Deepak in downtown Durham, and he's currently working on the Carrboro Arts Center. The Orange County 4-H Club is inviting everyone to a community forum on Thursday. The forum is designed to identify the needs of local kids and teens, and 4-H officials will use data from the forum to develop programs for kids ranging from 5 to 19. Years old. The community forum will take place at 6 p.m. at the Orange County Center located at 306 East Revere Road in Hillsborough. Dinner will be served. Again, that's on Thursday. To RSVP, you can visit this News Around Town page on our website at chapelboro.com. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? I'm Ron Stutz. Let's start with swimming this morning. The Carolina Swimming and Diving Program will be saying goodbye to their outstanding senior class this weekend when it faces ACC rivals North Carolina State and Duke. WCHL's Matt Oakes reports.
The Tar Heel swimming and diving team faced ACC rival Virginia last weekend with mixed results, and they're looking to finish out the season on a high note this weekend. The number 7 Carolina women fell to Virginia 152-146 in the team score. However, the number 16 UNC men downed UVA 154-145 by reeling off wins in four of the final five events. Head coach Rich DeSelm says the head-to-head results against perennial powerhouse UVA can have a big impact on recruiting battles.
It's a moment in time. You know, we'll see them at the conference championships in a month, and we'll see them at the NCAAs after that. But, of course, young high schoolers are looking at our results and our opponents' results and seeing where they can fit in and who they like. So every opportunity to compete. We do recruit against Virginia a lot, but it's a good rivalry.
Next up for the Tar Heels is a home meet against rival NC State this Friday at 5 p.m. in Corey Natatorium, followed by a trip down to Durham to face Duke on Saturday in the final ACC meet of the season. The NC State meet will serve as senior day. Tar Heel swimming stars Stephanie Peacock, Carrie Blaylock, Alex Giannino, JT Stilley, and Chapel Hill product Carly Smith will take their final dives in Chapel Hill. Coach DeSelm says these outstanding athletes have left their marks on the program.
Those folks have been instrumental in our success. They've seen a lot of change. Most of them are all Americans, and we always hate to see our seniors go, but they've provided a great spark to this program and helped us accelerate our success and put us on the national map again, and we count on them.
Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Men's basketball last night, Jabari Parker scored 21 points. Reserve guard Andre Dawkins added 20. Number 17 Duke pounded number 18 Pittsburgh last night, 80-65. And the Tar Heel women's basketball team slid up a spot to number 6 in the Associated Press poll released yesterday following a game against Wake Forest, a very comfortable game, a comfortable win. The 17-3 Carolina team will next hit the court against Syracuse this Thursday night, 7 o'clock, Carmichael Arena. Also of note in the latest poll, Duke, 20-1 on the season, checks in at number 3 yet again and will face fellow ACC member Notre Dame, the second-rate team, Sunday in Durham. So ACC teams Maryland, North Carolina State and Florida State are ranked number 8, number 18, and number 23, respectively. So five Atlantic Coast Conference teams in the top 25 of the country. That is pretty impressive. You can read the story and check out the complete men's and women's college basketball rankings on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. It's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ron Stutz. It's 7:25.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
I like Bubba Cunningham's statement more than the coaches who work for him. This is our Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Every time I see Bubba Cunningham, I think of one of those Flintstone characters trying to get along in life with a big boulder tied to his leg. That's the plight of UNC's bright, innovative new athletic director these days, trying to move the ball down the field with another kind of ball and chain he's dragging behind. It's about the future, Cunningham insists, and he made a statement to back it up. His desired goal, apparently, is to raise the entrance levels for athletes at UNC, which, like all other major universities playing big-time college sports, takes a small percentage of special admits. That small percentage is needed to stay competitive on the fields and courts and not jeopardize all of the 28 varsity programs at Carolina. Losing teams means dwindling attendance and revenue, no postseason bids, but most importantly, losing teams. Anson Dorrance, who has won more national championships than all the other coaches at Carolina combined, was very frank about hiking up the admission standards, and I am quite sure every player on his women's soccer team can read at the college level. Still, if he couldn't sign a couple of recruits who fell under the overall UNC baseline, those players would wind up at another school that would beat the Tar Heels on the field. It's the same with every sport at Carolina, most of which have higher GPAs than the general student body, but all of which have at least one athlete who fell under the minimum SAT and class rank required of the everyday Joe student. And if UNC is serious about doing that with athletics, will it also disallow the special admits in the drama, music, and math departments because they don't have a great all-around resume? Of course not. Cunningham is talking primarily about the mega-talented but less prepared football and basketball players who are in the middle of the news these days. If there is any truth to what Mary Willingham is saying, then yes, those admission standards should be raised some, but not a lot, or we will lose games and eventually lose coaches. It would be far better to improve and oversee the academic support system better than we have in the past and add some realistic courses and majors for athletes who are more gifted on the field and court than off. How could that hurt the academic reputation of the university we love anymore? This is Art Chansky. See ya.
You can tell a lot from a person's smile. A bright, beautiful smile projects happiness, confidence, and so much more. At Community Smiles in Chapel Hill, Dr. Gene Woods, a born and bred Tar Heel, has been helping people achieve the goal of a perfect smile for over 20 years. We handle virtually all types of general dentistry, including cosmetic dentistry, implants, and Philips Zoom teeth whitening. Follow us on Facebook or feel free to give us a call and schedule an appointment or visit us online at CommunitySmileNC.com. Community Smiles, where art and science meet. To make a beautiful smile for you.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system for Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244. 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
At Five Guys, they're in the business to sell quality burgers, period. Nothing beats Five Guys' hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings. Burgers not your thing? Enjoy Five Guys' grilled kosher beef hot dogs topped off with all the same great toppings. And who can resist Five Guys' fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about.
Thanks to everyone who registered for the 4th Annual Healthiest You Challenge presented by UNC Healthcare. The 64 chosen challengers will embark on the 6-week weight loss challenge will be announced soon. And don't forget to tune in on Tuesday, February 11th from 6:30 to 7 p.m. We'll be broadcasting the kickoff event live at UNC Wellness Center at Meadowmont. Thanks to our sponsors, UNC Healthcare, UNC Wellness Centers at Meadowmont and in Cary, Massage NV Spa South Point, Chimneys Plus and Gutter Solutions, UPS stores in Chapel Hill North, Fordham and Meadowmont, and Massage NV Spa Eastgate. Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Hair Expressions. It's half off. Hair care services at the salon on West Rosemary Street. Get highlights, a shampoo, and style for only $25, or a shampoo, cut, and style for only $20. And spend only $15 for a men's shampoo, cut, and style. Carol Spangler has been creating hairstyles for over 17 years and says she keeps caring until the client says it's right. It's half off from Hair Expressions. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carpenter weather. Snow on the way. We have a 70% chance of snow starting probably about mid-afternoon. Accumulation of up to an inch by the end of the day, and then more snow on the way for tonight. Accumulation of up to about 3 inches, probably no more than that, sometime overnight when you put it all together. And as you go east of us, there's more of a chance of some heavier snow, but we're pretty lucky right here. Chance of snow is 70% today, tonight, and early tomorrow morning. Wind chill value is as low as 5 above tonight, so a little cold, 25 degrees right now.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM, WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Hike a minimum wage that's paid to federal contract workers.
We want to make sure through investments in education, investments in high-tech manufacturing, investments in wages, Americans have opportunities to succeed the same way that everybody else has over the course of these many years.
Dennis McDonough, the White House Chief of Staff, the wage hike would go up from $7.25 an hour. It would be indexed to future inflation. That proposal coming tonight in the State of the Union address.
I'm Peter Mayer in Washington. President Obama's planned executive order raising the minimum wage for government contract workers is the first of what will be a series of actions to push his agenda. He'll use tonight's State of the Union speech to formally announce the increase to $10.10 an hour, and he'll challenge Congress to approve that same level for all workers. The White House says the increase will kick in for new contracts after the start date of the order to give contractors time to adjust.
Job training initiatives also expected to be part of the president's speech. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
732 at WCHL, 25 degrees in Chapel Hill, waiting for the snow later on in the day. Here is National Weather Service meteorologist Nick Petro.
This morning, look for temperatures to be pretty cold. Much different temperature-wise when you head out this morning compared to yesterday. And it'll stay cold, quite chilly, and right through the morning. And look for the first snowflakes to start flying, perhaps later in the day, perhaps in the afternoon, maybe mid afternoon at the earliest. But the heavier snow is not expected till very late this afternoon, more likely this evening.
So we're looking for a little tease as far as the snow is concerned fairly early in the day, and then the really serious stuff will start later on.
Yeah, that's correct. So, in terms of accumulation overall, Orange County, southeast portions, winter weather advisory. You don't have to go too far to your east, though, to get in the winter storm warning. 3 inches is our criteria for winter storm warning. Chapel Hill's just below 3 inches, what we're expecting. But as soon as you cross over into Durham County and in the triangle further east, looking at slightly higher amounts, 3 to 5 inches is what we're expecting just to your east, perhaps just staying right around or just below 3 inches in the Chapel Hill area. Those accumulations will be done by tomorrow morning at sunrise.
Nick, how about our temperatures, and what kind of a role would the winds play in all this?
Well, fortunately, it's a little breezy right now, but winds are really probably not going to be terribly high through this event. I think perhaps the biggest story is going to be kind of the cool in addition to that snow. Winds are going to be generally from the northeast at about 10 miles an hour. Could see a few higher gusts. Look for temperatures basically to hang out in the mid to upper 20s today. Tonight's going to be quite cold, getting down into the mid-teens.
Okay, well, this continues a really strange weather situation as far as the entire year goes. It just seems like, nothing ever surprises me now anymore. You feel that way, too?
Well, given the pattern that we're in, and sometimes these patterns can lock in for weeks at a time. And, I shouldn't be surprised with the fact that it's been so cold that, we get a little moisture from the south. No surprise that we're seeing a little bit of snow.
That is National Weather Service meteorologist Nick Petro talking with us this morning. And you heard the word. We got snow on the way. away, probably not starting until about mid-afternoon. So up to an inch today, and then up to 3 inches when you total it all overnight. We're expecting more snow tonight and in the overnight hours, 70% chance of it. Now, some special announcements to pass along as far as schools are concerned. Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools will be going today at the regular schedules, but they will release early. Elementary schools get out at 12 noon, middle schools at 12:45, high schools at 1:30, and no after-school activities. They're doing all of this, of course, in anticipation of the snow, trying to get everybody home before that starts. Chatham County Schools will release at 10 a.m. That doesn't make a lot of sense. Chatham Child Development Center will be closing early. Not sure exactly what time. Durham Public Schools will release 3 hours earlier than usual today. Orange County Schools will also release early. Elementary schools will get out at 11:20 this morning. Middle schools at 12:20 in the afternoon. And high schools will be out at 12:45. And no after-school activities for the Orange County school system either. So those are all the special announcements we have. You can go to our website at chapelbro.com and get a quick update on those throughout the day. And, of course, we'll be announcing things right here on WCHL. The man suspected of shooting someone at the corner of West Rosemary Street and Mitchell Lane in Chapel Hill last Friday evening has been arrested. The Orange County Sheriff's Department reportedly arrested 23-year-old Dennis Junius Clark on Monday. He's being held in the Orange County Jail in a $500,000 bond, according to the Chapel Hill News. Clark allegedly shot a man multiple times in the parking lot of Tate Realty and Construction and Legacy Cuts Hair Salon. The victim's identity has not been released. Police said he was not a UNC student. He was transported to UNC hospitals where he reportedly underwent surgery. His condition has not been released. Hillsborough resident Bobby Hauser is the latest to announce she will seek a seat in the Orange County Board of Commissioners. WCHL's Aaron Keck has this report.
Hauser told WCHL she was not available for an interview until Wednesday, but she says she will seek Board Chair Barry Jacobs' at-large seat. Jacobs has not yet announced whether or not he will seek a fifth term. One of Hauser's major projects in the county was the formation of Orange County Voice in 2008, which opposed the construction of an airport and waste transfer station in the county. She has also been involved with the local social justice group Justice United. She's also a strong proponent of improved transit between Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Durham. Tune into the WCHL Morning News on Thursday to hear comments from Hauser on her intention to seek the county commissioner's seat. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
County commissioners will hear an update on the Orange County bus and rail plan when the board meets tonight. Officials from Triangle Transit will discuss a five-year plan to expand bus service throughout the county, as well as long-term plans to build a light rail line linking Duke and UNC. Once a bus expansion is approved, Triangle Transit staffers say new services will be implemented this fall. County commissioners will also review a draft of the Emergency Services Strategic Plan. The board will meet tonight at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. And this week, the Carborough Alderman will review the town's five-year spending plan when the board meets tonight. Between now and 2020, town leaders plan to spend nearly $46 million on capital investment projects. That includes a new $11 million public works facility that would be the most expensive project ever undertaken by the town of Carborough. The plan also includes funding for the expansion of the Morgan Creek and Bowling Creek greenways, new sidewalks, park maintenance, stormwater infrastructure, and the town's portion of the Rogers Road remediation plan. The board will also discuss new rules that prohibit parking in public lots from 3 until 5 a.m. The board meets at 7:30 tonight in Carborough Town Hall. North Carolina's unemployment rate is being announced for the first time since Governor Pat McCrory started taking credit for an economic comeback he says resulted from Republican tax cuts and fewer business regulations. Officials will announce the December jobless rate for the state today. McCrory began saying this month that North Carolina was mounting a comeback, reflected by a 2 percentage point drop in the state's unemployment rate since he took office last January. But economists warned that drop could be because so many people have become discouraged, are giving up on finding a job, and are no longer being counted. The state's population of working-age adults who are looking for jobs shrank by 95,000 in the past year. And a key North Carolina lawmaker says the legislature is likely to tinker with moving up the state's presidential primaries in 2016 now that Republicans have reinforced punishments for states that try to jump to the front of the line. The Republican National Committee approved last week a new selection process that consolidates the primary season, but also sets tough penalties for states that hold primaries before March 1st. The General Assembly last summer agreed to move the state's presidential primaries from early May with a date in February in mind. That decision angered South Carolina's Republican Party, which has the first in the South primary. Representative David Lewis of Dunn says he would seek to change the law so that North Carolina Republicans and Democrats would avoid the potential loss of convention delegates. WCHL News Time, 7:40. This is Rod Stutz, and oh, boy, politics. Man, I tell you what. Rand Northam is here. This has nothing to do with politics. And, Rand, I hope you're doing okay today, big guy.
I'm doing pretty well.
Yes.
You know?
Maybe
battening down for a big day ahead.
Exactly. Maybe maybe a busy 24 hours ahead of
That's
us.
That's right.
You know, we say this all the time, and sometimes it doesn't materialize. But, you know, there's no telling what we're going to be facing when we come in here tomorrow morning.
Well, this one is very different from, let's say, like the last one we had. The last storm that came through, the forecast was showing, you know, a few days out, it was showing that it was going to be fairly bad, not real bad, but that it was going to be long-lasting.
Mm-hmm.
And that the snow was going to be here for a little while and was going to dump a bit on us. Well, this one didn't actually show up in the forecast until yesterday.
Yeah.
All weekend, they weren't showing any signs of any kind of weather. And now, as the hours have progressed along and we've gotten closer to it, it's gotten worse and worse. So it's actually going in the opposite direction. It does lend more to the possibility of actually getting some frozen precipitation in this one is what it's looking like. And I've been taking a look at kind of a couple different things than just the hourly forecast and things like that. And it is progressively gotten worse and is getting worse as it goes along. So that's not to make anybody freak out or scared, but that is to say that this is likely going to be a storm that is going to drop some snow on us and cause small problems, nothing major. We're still not looking at anything past 3 inches yet.
Yeah.
I just saw an update of an area one of the news outlets saying that we could get 1 to 4 inches now, but I haven't heard that from the National Weather Service yet. So we'll keep an eye on that as the day goes on.
We're fortunate to be in the western part of the triangle because, as Nick Petro told us earlier today, here in the Chapel Hill, Carborough, Orange County community, we're not expected to get as much snow as they will in Raleigh, for example. As we go east, the
exactly.
snowfall will get heavier.
Yeah, and actually 5 to 10 inches even further east than that. So
yeah.
We're talking Rocky Mount, maybe a little further south than that. But Fayetteville is probably going to get more and it's quite interesting. The further you get to the coast, you're actually going to have a better chance of some heavy, heavy snow and getting closer to a foot of snow.
Quite the opposite from what it usually is.
Exactly, so. Yeah.
Wow. Well,
the mountain's not even expected to get much out of this and haven't gotten much out of this yet.
Nothing happening right now. It's a little bit breezy out there, 25 degrees and cold. That's about as warm as it's going to get today.
Yeah.
And then in the middle of the afternoon, we're expecting to see the first snowflake.
I just got a text from my wife, and she said, "It's cold. What happened? It's 50 degrees yesterday."
Big difference from yesterday. Yesterday was really nice, and so was Sunday. You know, but
so true.
What is happening at chapelboro.com today?
Well, I think the most important thing for everyone to remember today is that we will have weather updates for you on our website all throughout the day today, as well as closings, cancellations, delays, and early releases. Of course, there's likely to be closings and cancellations or delays tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
but there are already, as you've been announcing this morning, early releases scheduled for today. Chatham County Schools, for instance, closing as early as 10 o'clock this morning. So a very, very short day for some of these students today.
That doesn't make any sense to me. Why would you go to all that trouble of getting everybody to school and then let them go at 10?
I'm actually interested. You know, what kind of schedule do you go on? Do you try to get every class in and go for 5 minutes each? Or do you just do the morning classes? You know,
yeah, so. That's not long enough to be counted as a school day.
Not quite so
think.
Much, no. But... Yeah. Hey, they've got a plan in place, and that's right. So, but stay tuned to WCHL and chapelboro.com for all of those updates on the situations at the schools, businesses, all kinds of things as well.
All right.
Also, Tar Heel Take is up from the Clemson debacle,
mm-hmm.
and that is a positive debacle. Clemson shut down for the 57th straight time in Chapel Hill, never winning in Chapel Hill. So
quite a lot of relief on the part of a lot of people.
No kidding.
Thought that maybe this could possibly be the year.
That's right. Nope. There were a lot of thoughts and concerns and doubts about it. So a very good Tar Heel take by Alex and Rachel yet again, and the Chapelboro crew. So you want to check that out. Lots more to talk about on our website, chapelboro.com, with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Raleigh Mann has today's commentary coming up. He says Mary Willingham was very brave in what she did. He says the university needs to stop posturing. His commentary is on the way right after this.
This is Stephen Lair with Home Instead Senior Care. It seems the temperatures have finally dropped for good, and with those lows come high risks for the elderly. As people age, their skin becomes thinner and their body's less able to sense changes in body temperature. In short, seniors get cold more quickly without realizing it, which puts them in danger of hypothermia. Take a moment to check in with a senior in your life to make sure that they're properly equipped for the winter months ahead. Coats, hats, and blankets could be just the thing to save a senior's life this winter. For more information, go to homeinstead.com, where to us, it's personal.
Mark Vitale's All About Insurance Agency has taken care of families and businesses in Chapel Hill since 1993. All About Insurance carries every line of insurance you and your family would need. Auto, home, renters, special insurance for businesses large and small, life insurance and 401k plans, plus health care insurance. In fact, All About Insurance carries the absolute lowest rates for new young drivers. So call AAI today at 919-933-4000 or go online at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
This is a message for newcomers to the Triangle. If you've lived here any length of time, you already know this, so bear with us. But if you're new, one of the great secrets around here is Diamonds Direct Crabtree. It's a place where you can buy certified, hand-picked, top-quality diamonds straight from the diamond cutters. Now, if you're from another city, this might be a new concept for you because this is as far from an old-fashioned jewelry store as you can get. You see, the people who own Diamonds Direct used to be the diamond suppliers for high-end jewelry stores all over the United States. They have partnerships with diamond miners in Russia, and they have their own diamond cutters in Tel Aviv. All this means bigger, better quality diamonds for a lot less than you're used to paying, wherever you came from. And that goes for you New Yorkers, too. No offense. Diamonds Direct Crabtree. After all, it's only fitting that America's most advanced, fastest-growing region deserves America's fastest-growing and most advanced diamond powerhouse. Diamonds Direct Crabtree, official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes and the Carolina Panthers, just outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming's.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Getting ready for the snow in the afternoon, 25 degrees, 747 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. UNC Chapel Hill leaders are dodging the main point, and they know it. Choose any cliche you like, and it could apply here. Whitewash, circling the wagons, stonewall, smokescreen. Ever since the story first broke that some student athletes might have been credited with classes that never met or that they never attended, university officials have repeated the same message. This is unacceptable and we will change it. But what has followed has been at least seven studies and investigations leading to little action and plenty of denials and stonewalling. It takes someone with courage to call this shameful behavior into question, and so Mary Willingham steps forward. Ms. Willingham, a former learning specialist who tutored some of those UNC athletes, blew the whistle. There's another cliche that applies here. She told CNN that her research shows that many of the university's student athletes couldn't read beyond the level expected of eighth graders. If she's right, that's unacceptable, and it's bad news for any university whose leaders should act immediately to correct the problem. UNC's officials acted immediately. They silenced Mary Willingham by suspending her research. To be fair, the university's Institutional Review Board expressed a valid concern. Making her research public could potentially identify some of the student athletes. As any researcher knows, identities of research subjects must be kept anonymous. But flawed as it might be, Willingham's research is not the key issue here, as much as UNC officials would like it to be. Academic fraud is the real issue, and special treatment of athletes. And it's time for UNC leaders to stop posturing and to take real action to correct it. When a university allows its student athletes to pretend to receive credit for classes that don't meet or that they don't attend, it cheats itself. Worse, it betrays the trust of everyone. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It's a new year with new savings. Crown Honda South Point is making 2014 your year to save. Until January 31st, Crown Honda South Point is offering a 2014 Accord sedan for just $219 per month. So what are you waiting for? Start the year off right with a new car from Crown Honda South Point. South Point Auto Park Boulevard and online at southpointhonda.com. Lease based on 2014 Accord sedan CVT-LX. $24.99 due at signing. Includes down payments with no security deposit. 12,000 miles per year. Excludes taxes, titles, and dealer fees. For well-qualified lessees, see dealer for details. Must take new retail delivery on vehicle from dealer stock by March 3rd, 2014.
Our lovely community is not immune to domestic violence. On average, four domestic violence victims call the Sheriff's Department every night in Orange County. The Beacon program invites the community to join them for the 9th annual Silent No More auction on February 6th at 5:30 at the Carolina Club. Call 919-697-9183 for more information or visit their website, beaconsilentauction.com. You can help fight domestic violence through being advocates, volunteers, and financial supporters. Purchase a ticket for $55 in advance or $60 at the door.
WCHL's Traffic and Weather together now. Traffic brought to you this morning by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, serving the best-tasting fountain drinks in town. I get one every day, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, and there's that great chewy ice, only 79 cents as well. Guaranteed to taste great. Cruiser's, good to go. Now with your morning traffic, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. We are seeing delays just minor to moderate, 15501 northbound between NC 86 and NC 54, a little bit further north between Ephesus Church Road and I-40, seeing delays. 15501 southbound between the East Franklin Split and Estes Drive, seeing delays, also between Manning Drive and NC 86 heading southbound. NC 54 heading eastbound between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40, seeing minor to moderate delays. Otherwise, things are moving smoothly. Still use caution this morning. There's no winter weather out there yet, but don't start off the day in a bad situation because the roads are going to get worse as the day moves along. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
70% chance of snow, probably starting middle of the afternoon.
Sure.
100% chance of Wayne Pond coming up.
Outstanding.
About 30 seconds. Thanks. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. One of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. 25 degrees, winter weather advisory starts at 12 noon today and goes until 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Cloudy, snow likely, mainly in the afternoon, probably starting 3 o'clock, something like that. Snow accumulation around an inch before the end of the day. High today, only about where it is right now, middle 20s. Chance of snow is 70%. And then tonight, we're expecting more snow. Snow accumulation total up to 3 inches. Low tonight around 15. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning and then clearing later in the day. Cold with a high in the low 30s. 7:52 at WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, Wayne Pond keeping his head warm this morning in anticipation of frigid weather. And Dr. Pond, how are you this morning?
I'm not a big DJ hug, Ron.
You're not a big what?
I'm not a big DJ hug.
Oh.
Yeah, keep everybody warm.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I can do that. Here's a bear hug for everybody.
Yeah, all right, pal. Well, listen, let me suggest one way for you to keep warm, okay?
What would that be?
Well, that'd be to put on your DJ uniform. your DJ uniform. What I've got in mind here is the word of the day, regalia, R-E-G-A-L-I-A, R-E-G-A-L-I-A, regalia, is what's called a plural noun or a collective noun. It's similar to words like staff or government. What we're talking about is many things falling under one particular heading. Regalia, what does that suggest to you, Ron Boy?
It suggests uniform or customary costuming.
Well, you should see the outfit that, you know, you're always teasing Rand about his habiliments in the morning. folks, you should see the way Ron gets dressed up. Crown, scepter, ornaments jingling and jangling in every direction, you know.
Well, that sounds better than what actually takes place.
He's in full regalia, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
All right, R-E-G-A-L, IA, regalia, there's your word of the day. It is a plural noun. It means the emblems or the insignia of royalty. Boy, that is Ronstadt's, absolutely.
Mm. Yeah.
And again, especially the crown or the scepter or other ornaments. Do you have a particular favorite crown or scepter?
No, no, they're all equally equally emotionally attached to me. You know, I love all of that stuff.
And all equally useless.
Exactly. Pretty much like this conversation today.
Ron, I'm wounded.
That's all right.
I'm going to hang up on you now.
Okay, buddy. Bye. Have a good day. Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Coming up next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. 7:55.
97.9 FM, WCHL, and this is Ron Stutz, and she is Lauren Stafford.
That's right, I am.
How are you?
Last time I checked, I was still Lauren and still alive.
The song remains the same.
That's right.
You come in here every day, it's the same old, same old, same old story. Clean joke time, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right, clean joke. And remember, voting is still open for the clean joke contest that we had running all the last 2 weeks. And all 10 jokes are up on chapelboro.com, ready and waiting for you to listen to them. Pick your favorite, vote, and voting's open till midnight this Thursday.
All right. Hey, go there, listen to all the jokes, pick out the one that you think is best.
That's right.
And let us know. That's pick a winner, that's then whoever sent the joke in will be a winner.
Exactly.
There you go.
All right, but moving on to people just submitting jokes for the fun of it.
Oh, okay.
Not all for any reason, just for the fun of it.
Yeah, this is not part of the contest. Right.
And we appreciate that. Please keep sending jokes in all the time. And this one's from Thomas Allen.
Uh-oh. Thomas Allen's got some weird stuff he sends in. You know?
He does, but every now and then he has a really good joke.
Yeah, all right. Really?
A tough old cattleman from Oklahoma counseled his granddaughter that if she wanted to live a long life, the secret was to sprinkle a pinch of gunpowder on her oatmeal every morning.
Boy, it sounds like great advice. I'm going to go out and do that myself.
You know, here I was thinking I was putting blueberries in my yogurt and that was healthy. All right. The granddaughter did this religiously until the age of 103 when she died. So maybe, you know, there's something to it.
Something worked.
She left behind 14 children, 30 grandchildren, 45 great-grandchildren, 25 great-great-grandchildren, and a 40-foot crater where the crematorium used to be.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Dr. Colleen Bridger is Orange County's Health Director. She was recently honored as North Carolina's Health Director of the Year. And Colleen Bridger is today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
It was so much fun. As I've mentioned to a couple of folks, you know, if I could only win one award, this would be the award I would want to win. It's just really special to me that my staff and coworkers and community members got together to submit the application, and then other health directors in other counties decided that I should win the award. It's just really special.
Colleen Bridger is really proud of the work that her team has done at the Orange County Health Department.
It was interesting because a theme that came through time and time again was the focus on innovation. And I do think that Orange County Health Department is one of the more innovative health departments in the state. I think it's recognized as such. You know, I love to be associated with that wonderful reputation and to help lead the organization to continue to kind of push that envelope and let's figure out new and better ways to do what we do to benefit the folks who need our help.
Colleen Bridger has been Orange County Health Director since October of 2011. There have been many accomplishments, and one really stands out.
The smoke-free public places rule. That was a long process that resulted in one of the most comprehensive smoking bans in the nation, which is amazing in North Carolina. And I think that we're already starting to see some of the benefits of that, and we'll continue to reap the benefits of that as we go year after year of fewer kids being exposed to people who smoke, secondhand smoke, fewer teenagers taking up smoking, fewer admissions to the emergency room for cardiovascular problems caused by exposure to smoke. So that's a really important thing that we have done to help improve the public's health.
And what about goals for this year and beyond?
on the list of priorities for the Health Department moving forward is better use of data, using data to make decisions about what to do and where to do it, and doing a better job of communicating about what that data means. I mean, we kind of get into a rut sometimes of talking about the infant mortality rate, but there's a whole bunch of other data points related to why babies are dying that we need to bring to the forefront and talk about it in English, not just say, oh, well, our infant mortality rate is 6.9. That doesn't mean anything to most people. Focus on using data in a way that makes sense to everybody.
Orange County Health Director Colleen Bridger, the North Carolina Health Director of the Year, and today is WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 8 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community. Chapel Hill, where business is commerce plus.
South, cold in the north.
I get icicles for my eyes because it's so cold.
Remembering Pete Seeger.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. When President Obama speaks to Congress and the nation tonight, his broad wish list will call for action on the minimum wage. White House correspondent Peter Mayer joins us.
Steve, President Obama's serving notice that he'll do everything in his power to push his own agenda, including going around.